Well, I was going to tell you about how. Well, let me go to the house. And then from the living room, we went into a big kitchen, and there was an outside door which would go to the east. And then there was a pantry that went. Let's see, there's got to be a. Where did I put an entranceway outside?
On the west
it
side.
It must have been before we got to the pantry. I don't know. I can't remember where those. But there was an entranceway because there was a porch there, and there were steps, and there used to be a canal, and the kids used to go down
and
the
that's on the west
canal.
Side.
Then yeah. They covered it up, yeah. And they covered it over after.
Yeah, the canal was on the west side.
But anyway, there was a stairway down there. But then there was the pantry. And Grandma used, that's when I read Cincinnati Plums you were talking about.
Yes. Yeah.
All the things that she used to bottle and can, and she'd put in crocks, and she'd make sausage patties and cook them on the stove, and then she'd put them in the crock, and then she would put the grease, pour the real, real hot, hot grease over it, and let it set, and then that would seal the moths, see?
Oh.
That's what Mrs. Erickson told me that she always did too.
Your mother writes about that and eating a sandwich. Did you ever taste that at all too?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't remember the sausage. I remember the Cincinnati plums. Because my grandma would come down from school and she'd say, go in the pantry and get you a piece. And she had a big, large, old-fashioned lard can, and she'd have her bread in that, graham bread in it, and we'd slice us off a piece of bread. She'd add the butter, and it would be cold in there because they'd open up the window, and that would be like a refrigerator all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But and then we would dip into the preserves, and the Cincinnati plums would be there, and the stones pits would still be there. So we'd sit and lick the pits, you know, and then get rid of them. Then we'd finish up the bread and the jam, you know. But that's it. She tells about it in, I think it's in this story that I've got that I wrote that she did so much of that. Hmm. But and that was on a big black stove. She had a big black, and they didn't have a bathroom in there to begin with, and so between the pantry and the kitchen. Or where that stove was for a while. A little bit later, they did put in a small bathroom, and it was real small. It was just a tiny, just barely a tub and a toilet in there, and a sink, and it was just real small. And then the big black stove was there, and she used to tell me how she had to polish it and keep it black all the time. With the old jet polish, black polish, and she'd have to shine it to make it shine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then over on the north side would be a sink and a window and a chair, and Grandma would sit there, and at night she'd sit there and soak her feet sometimes. And then there was a big long table, and she made her bread. She made bread every day.
Wow.
When the family was home, she made bread. Two great big pans, 10 loaves every single day or something.
Wow.
Just really good chewy white bread or?
No, coffee? It was graham bread.
Graham?
So I don't know what graham bread is, whether it's just a whole wheat bread or whether it's graham bread now has more bran in it than straight wheat, so I don't know.
Is it sort of like a
graham
cracker?
Is it like graham cracker, or what's graham bread?
Now, wait a minute. I have her recipe for bread, and it is, says whole wheat.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made all with milk.
Wow.
All with milk and whole wheat, and little speck of salt, And I don't think it has much else in it. I don't even know whether it had any shortening in it or not.
What about yeast? To rise.
Yeah, that has. They used saleratus for a long time, you know.
Yeah.
The pioneers did. And I don't know. It has a yeast to it, though, because I used to make it. I used to make it all the time. Probably nobody ate it but me, but I liked it. I liked it.
Brought back childhood memories, huh?
Is that on your computer, that one recipe, too? Would that be in there, or would it be somewhere else?
The bread?
Yeah, the graham bread.
No, I don't have a recipe for graham bread, but like I said, the recipe that I have for her bread is all whole wheat, so I don't know where she got the name graham or whether it was different or what, but when I got the recipe, I don't know, she just told me whole wheat, so I don't know, but anyway, and then they had a door, then they had the big table along that way, and they had a door out to the side and kind of a porch, and that's where they did their washing. And they'd have to carry their water and fill up their tubs and everything and wash out there. Hmm. And then Mother said she scrubbed that and the kitchen floor every single day on her knees. I said, well, Mom, it's no wonder you got bad knees if you scrub that big kitchen and the outside and everything on your knees all day long. And Mother said she used to put papers down so they wouldn't get it dirty for a little while.
Wow.
I don't know if I've told you too.
You mentioned something about ironing.
Oh, yes. She would put her irons, she had... And I don't have them. I wish I did. But she had the bottom iron and then the one that would clamp on. You've seen those down to the museum.
The old-fashioned ones. Mm-hmm.
The old one.
Iron.
And they would clamp on and off, you know. Mm-hmm. And then she would carry it from the stove and she would put her ironing board. It was just a plain old ironing board. That she had padded, but it would go between the buffet. Oh, I forgot about, well, I told you the buffet and the clock were there. It'd go between the buffet and the table that was in that dining room. Hmm. And she'd put them between that. And then she'd just lift it up on one end and slide them along. And all those little dresses and all those ruffles and all those pleats and...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I watched her iron do a lot of ironing, but she used to do it that way. And then the iron would cool down, she'd trundle back into the kitchen and get another one that was hot and bring back in and iron some more.
Who said they were the good old days?
They ironed all their tablecloths and they ironed the napkins and sheets and pillowcases and everything, don't you know? Now I get lazy.
Well, the materials are better nowadays, too, though. The wash and wear materials are better.
When they started adding so much cotton to them, then they make them all crinkly again.
Yeah. Cotton's really nice and cool, but it sure is a stinker to keep up looking nice.
Or 100%
cotton. Yeah, there you go.
So crinkly.
Yeah. Well, what have I missed?
Let's see, talk about iron. I'm kind of interested, since we've made so much progress on this recipe thing. Do you happen to have that recipe that whole wheat? And then I think...
And Aunt Lale, you know, left Grandma and went out to teach school in Duchesne.
Yeah.
And she had that little car, you know, and she'd drive that all by herself. Clearing all that way through all that snow and ice and everything else and drive home quite often to check on Grandma and see how she was.
Wow.
And I don't know. She was concerned about her, but she wanted to keep up her teaching. And that was the only place that I don't know whether that was the only place or whether that was where she wanted to go. Well, let me go see if I can find that recipe. And is there anything else you want on the...
Can we make a photocopy of this, too?
Oh, they're not this, that...